A U.S.-based rights group says Yemen is using new tactics in dealing with the news media, restrictions that could lead to the worst climate for press freedom since the country was unified in 1990. The Committee to Protect Journalists says the Yemeni government has a long-standing practice of violent repression. However, over the past 2 years, the group says, Yemeni treatment of journalists has worsened. Mohammed Abdel Dayem is program coordinator at CPJ for the Middle East and North Africa.
Yemen is supplementing its old-school brutal tactics with new legalistic measures, both legislative and administrative, to really close any gaps that exist in its current repressive repertoire, as it were. And so kidnappings, harassment, closure of publications, confiscation of equipment, incommunicado detention, torture, those things have existed forever, as it were. And in the past 2 years, the government is attempting to pass new legislation, attempting to amend already repressive law, making them even more repressive, even more draconian, in order to close any gaps that Yemeni journalists have become very adept at exploiting.
How is the government imposing all this?
With brute force would be the short answer. Journalists get yanked off of the street. They're held incommunicado for weeks, sometimes for months. Some were held for close to a year against international law, against domestic Yemeni law. The Yemeni laws, at least in spirit, are okay. They state that every detainee has certain rights, that they have to be charged within a certain number of days or be released, that they have a right to legal counsel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the government simply ignores those things and goes about doing things whichever way it pleases. The way it pleases happens to be to hold journalists incommunicado, to beat them into a pulp, and to extract confessions that may or may not be true.
Why are we seeing this worsening of the situation for journalists now?
The situation has been deteriorating, frankly, for a long time in terms of the frequency with which the Yemeni government uses those brutal tactics. But as the number of red lines in Yemen increases, so do the number of journalists who cross those red lines, either willfully or inadvertently. And therefore, the number of crackdowns are also on the rise. So a number of years ago, you could not write about corruption in the president's inner circle. You could not write about those kinds of things. Over the years, other issues have been added to that list of red lines, such as the government's ongoing civil war with Houthi rebels in the north, such as civil unrest in southern Yemen by the Southern Movement, which represent disenfranchised southerners who are essentially being excluded from virtually all positions of leadership within the government and sometimes even within the business community. And so as the number of issues that are considered to be red lines increases, so do the number of instances where journalists find themselves in the government's crosshairs, as it were, figuratively and literally.
Mohammed Abdel Dayem, program coordinator for the Middle East and North Africa at the Committee to Protect Journalists in New York. Yemeni authorities did not immediately respond to the charges raised by the organization. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.